coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, the Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10 from verse 9. Look at the 10th verse. How many of you remember Lazarus in the Bible? Lazarus, who was a beggar. And when he died, the angels came and took him to heaven. Come on, talk to me. You remember that story? But he was a beggar. And the Bible says he had wounds all over his body. Wasn't God there? God was there. After when Lazarus died, he said angels to pick him up. They didn't pick him up because he was poor. They picked him up because he was a righteous man. Under the old covenant, he was a righteous man. But he was sick. He was dying. He was afflicted. He was poor. And God can change it. God can change it. He was a righteous man, but a suffering righteous man. He believed unto righteousness, but didn't change anything. Are you listening to me now? There's a lot of righteous people, glory to God, but they are suffering. And they don't know why. And they stand on the other side and look at those of us who are, oh boy, my. Who are having a time with life. And they say, well, they must be doing something wrong. Keep pointing your accusing finger. Doesn't change anything. You remain in your suffering state. Can only keep interceding for you that one day your eyes will be opened. But I've made up my mind to have a good life. The Bible says David, when he was old, he was full of days and goodness. God had touched his life and blessed him. He was the one that said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He didn't say goodness. He didn't say, I'm praying that goodness and mercy will come to me. He didn't say, I'm praying that God will give me goodness and mercy. He said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's what David said. What about you? You're standing there and struggling. Yet the Bible says, they which believe and enter into his rest have ceased from their struggles. See why your life is full of struggling? Some even say it. You say, how are you? Say, we're struggling. They think it's nice to talk like that. They think it's humble. No, you're not being humble. You're being stupid. Yeah. To talk like that is not right. It's wrong for a child of God to talk like that. You're struggling because you're ignorant. Jesus said you err because you know not the scriptures. He says you err because you know not the scriptures. God said my people perish. My people suffer. My people are crushed because of the lack of knowledge. The lack of knowledge. That's why they suffer. He didn't say my people perish because I don't answer their prayer. He didn't say my people perish because they don't pray. He said because they lack knowledge. What knowledge? Revelation knowledge. The knowledge of the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can put a stop to your struggles. You can can put a stop to your problems, to your sorrows. I don't have problems in life. I face things that challenge my faith. And boy, am I glad every time there are such crises. Why? Because they are bread. Read it. I'm just like Paul in the Bible. He said, I rejoice in my infirmities. He said, I'm glad when problems come. I'm not the first to talk like that. See that? I'm not the first to talk like that. The Bible says we should follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. That's like Paul. He said, I've learned in whatever state I am, daring to be independent of circumstances. He talks my language. Are you still there? Paul was a man of like passions. He wasn't different from us. He had the same Jesus, the same Holy Spirit, the same Word of God, and lived in this same earth like we're living in today. He faced the same devils and demons of hell. He had the same angels at attention. Why should he have more advantage than we do today? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, with the heart man believes unto righteousness. But that is not the end of that verse. You are righteous. You are wondering where your problems are coming from. You help people. You do things right. You try your best to the best of your knowledge. Why are those problems still there? I want to tell you why. A woman lost her husband and all her children in the same day, but she had been a prayer warrior. She said, God, why?